It's the M&C After Show Podcast.
I love the podcast.
They're usually entertaining. And
lots of fun.
96.3 KKLC.
So this weekend, and we were talking about this on the air, it's going to be a little congested, especially on the Las Vegas Strip. With everything else going on in town, heavyweight fight, it's big race weekend, NASCAR's in town, the president is in town.
Right.
Not just for a couple of hours, he's here for the weekend.
Yeah, well, the caucus is going on too, and I think, you know, everybody wants to see what's going on there.
And then the vice president is going to be here in town. We started talking about presidential movies.
Fictitious president.
And of course, the one that we can all agree on is Dave.
Well, Dave was great. Yeah, that was really good.
Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
That would be the kind of president I would like to be.
One that knows nothing and goes in and just does things based on his math class.
Right.
And
like, why can't we do this?
Right, exactly.
And has a normal sense of humor.
Exactly. Yes. He was good. I liked him a lot. I liked American President as well. I really liked him, Michael Douglas's president.
That speech at the end that he gives?
Yeah.
Where he says, and I'm Andrew Shepard, and I am the president.
Yeah. Bob Rumson.
Yeah.
Who, of course, played by.
Oh, it was.
He was in Jaws.
Come on. Goodbye, girl. The whole thing. Listen to us.
Who was
for the love of God. Richard Dreyfuss, right? Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, geez. Carla, hello. But I also like that I don't think we've had a single president in the White House. So I thought
it
was
cool. Or a widower.
Yes. But somebody who dated in the White House. Well, Bill Clinton. But aside from that, but I thought it was cool how they kind of depicted that and what it might be like just in the shuffling in and what people might say and things like that.
I just need a Ford station wagon.
Yes, I know.
Get
Can
her
I
out
not
of here.
Just get that? Yes.
That would be interesting. We've never had that, have we?
No.
Not in my life.
No, we really haven't. No.
Okay.
No, it's very different.
Morty, you mentioned one film that...
I like the badass presidents, like Air Force One.
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Like, get off my plane.
Yeah.
Because that's realistic.
Yeah. Or like Olympus Has Fallen.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Primary Colors. John Travolta. Though a lot of people said, you know, he basically played Clinton in that.
He did
some
a great
ways.
Job with that
he
movie.
He sure did. The Contender, I had mentioned to you guys, with Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that
And I can't
movie.
Remember her name now. It's escaping me again.
I never thought about him as a president, acting, you know, as an actor.
No, I
but
know.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did a really good job. Joan Allen was
That's
the lady
is.
In it. Yeah, that was a good one, too. What was the one I mentioned to you, Morty? Independence Day.
Bill Pullman.
Yes, Bill Pullman. Yeah, he was
that
good,
famous
too.
Speech that plays every Independence
yes!
Day.
Yes. Yes, another good speech.
Those
Absolutely.
Actors or actresses, mm-hmm. or are they both called actors now?
Well, I
don't want to offend
actresses.
Anybody.
I don't think a female has ever played, on TV, Gina Davis, right? She did, but there hasn't really been a female first lady,
no.
really.
Glenn Close played the vice president.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
In Air Force One.
Yeah. Gosh, I forgot about that. That's right.
But
wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
But those actors that would play a good role as a president.
I'm surprised Sam Elliott hasn't played a president. He's played surrounding characters in some of those type movies. He'd make it.
I'm afraid the ranch Sam Elliott's going to come out.
He'd be a good president. That's right.
He just talks like that all
the time. Exactly.
Well, he talks like that normally.
Well, he does normally talk like that.
Kevin Costner hasn't played a president, but he played in 13 Days. He played like a sidekick or something, an advisor.
That's right. Yeah, there's some good people out there who have never played president. George Clooney, hello.
I always thought Christopher Walken.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Would be a great celebrity president, only because he's just off enough to freak everybody out and keep them guessing.
And not a movie, but I mean, I guess it might be a movie. Kiefer Sutherland. I think
he was amazing
on Designated Survivor.
Yeah, he was good.
I mean, it's a show. Good. Now it's a Netflix show.
Yeah.
But he's amazing
he was
president.
Good.
And same thing.
Yeah.
He was just an advisor. He was a secretary that just
thrown into it. Yep.
Yeah.
Only one left.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, too? It's like, wait, I'm sorry. What, me?
Yeah.
Just yesterday, the real president was thinking about getting rid of me, and now I am the president.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Excuse me. I don't know if you know this or not, but I do radio. I'm a comedian. I don't want to. I'm the only one left? Okay.
Well, just be careful this weekend as you drive around, and if you don't want to get stuck in traffic or shut down, the best bet might be just to stay home.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
KeithUrbanCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.